questions without notice. Put your foot down with confidence. Bendix Brakes, Australian technology for all weather confident braking.
Questions without notice and a little bit of Daft Punk mixed in amongst that.
A perfect mix.
We like that.
I'm very, very happy with the music selection from our man A-Rod out the back.
He has been on fire. He's really enjoyed the room that he's got to work in now that Gary and Tim are gone for the year. He can just function with a bit more freedom. Questions without notice. You can put your foot down with confidence. Bendix Brakes, Australian technology for all weather confident braking. And a big thanks to everyone. We've got about 25 questions without notice to filter through off the text as well. So we'll get to a couple of those. In fact, I'm going to start with this one from Steve. Steve, thank you for yours. Will Buddy win a Coleman medal before he's done? Oh. Some saying he's in career best fitness right now.
Well, he's started pre-season, which is a really good starting point because I'm a massive believer on doing a solid pre-season, which ultimately gives you the best chance to get through the entirety of the year. We know he missed a bit of football, particularly towards the back end of last year. Will he win the Coleman? No. No, I don't think.
Is that because of his age? Is it because where Sydney will finish?
I was going to say, it's the Sydney system as well a little bit. It's probably where I think the amount of opportunities that Buddy will have of obviously receiving the football at ground or in the air. But I just don't think that he's quite – I mean, he's still brilliant. He'll still be a fantastic player and dare anyone doubt what Buddy Franklin could do. But I just think there's other forwards in the – like Ben Brown is just consistent. You look at North Melbourne, for example, a club that – haven't played finals and don't get the most inside 50s yet. Ben Brown just rocks up week in, week out. Josh Kennedy, I think, will have a better year from the West Coast Eagles. No reason Jeremy Cameron can't do it again. So I just think the competition is going to probably just surpass Buddy. But I've got high hopes and I look forward to working Sydney games in particular so I can be there when Buddy kicks one of his Buddy goals.
Yep, well played.
One for you. Off the back of the Carlton Football Club and Stephen Silvani parting ways, should another club employ Soss in a particular role
today?
You'd go right out.
They should
drive over to Soss's house now and sign him up.
I mean this quite seriously. They are derelict in their duties if other clubs, not just Victorian clubs, if other clubs aren't ringing Stephen Silvani today and saying, what are you up to, mate? Can we have a coffee? I reckon Soss will have a lot of coffees in the next few weeks.
Do you think Soss should stay in football?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Okay. Yep. You reckon he's that?
Did a good job with the Giants. I think we've established, or our view is that he did a good job with the Blues. A couple of misses along the way, but every list manager is going to have that. Yeah, I'd be making that call ASAP. Also off the text here, this is from Albie. Dal, why do left-handers cover drives and left-foot kicks look better than right-hand batsmen and right-foot kicks?
Well, left-foot kicks are better kicks than the football. That's a known fact. It is.
There's no scientific proof for that.
No, this is my evidence. You look at Hawthorn when they were at their very best, they had a lot of left-footers. They went out and recruited left-footers because they are simply better kicks and look better while doing it. Simple as that.
I'm being taken back to a scene in White Man Can't Jump here. You'd rather look good and lose. Yeah.
No, that's not quite the case. Who is West Coast's next captain after Shannon Hearn?
Yo's a vice captain. I think I'm going to say Elliot Yo.
Over Shuey?
Yes.
Okay. I'll say Shuey over Yo.
Yeah, but I think it's probably one of those two, but I don't rule out Brad Shepherd.
But they're in a good position.
They're in
That's what I take out of that.
They are in a fantastic position. Is Tom Brady finished? It's going to pain you to talk about this, I know.
Yeah. I read an extensive article yesterday that broke down the numbers and those that love stats. And I can't actually remember exactly where I read it or how to go find it. But it was an extensive article based on numbers for Tom Brady. And outside the first four games of this season, his numbers are not pretty. It also coincides with the receivers. And without getting too technical about NFL, he's not throwing to a great deal. He's only got really Julian Edelman and White as his two main options and not a great deal after that. I also saw a quote last week from someone that I respect off an ESPN article, and it said, Tom Brady's no longer an elite quarterback. He's an elite game manager. He's the best game manager in the league still, and that is why they are in this position. I think they're 10-2. So we're talking about a team and a quarterback who's the greatest of all time and a team that has dominated the competition for 20-odd years. He's just not what we have known, and his last 10 weeks haven't been up to the standard of Tom Brady. But by saying that, he's still getting the job done. So I'm going to say no, he hasn't fallen off the cliff. He's 42. That's the term that they're using in America. He's fallen off the cliff. He's still on the edge, but he's teetering.
Good answer. And as expected, you stuck up for Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't ever dare question the greats.
I know.
The greats. And Gary Ablett, Buddy Franklin. I'll put there's a few in that category.
Yep.
Should the Australian soccer team be as confident as Graham Arnold for the Copa America when he said, we will shock the world?
First glance, no. In a tournament, anything can happen. If you get hot at the right time, and that's in any sport, then yes. At first glance, I'd say probably no. I think there's a bit better opponents in that tournament, I would suggest. One for you. Is it a worry that only 67 players were picked up in this year's draft? That's from Steve in Moorabbin. Yeah. Steve, thank you.
That's the lowest of all time, I believe.
Is it just bad to it being a potentially more shallow draft?
Yes, that would be the simple answer. And without analysing junior football as much as the professionals, being the recruiters and list managers at every football club, that has been the conversation coming out for months and years, to be honest with you. These clubs are tracking these kids for years, that this was always going to be a shallow draft. The top end was as good as it's ever been. Matty Rao, they're saying, has had the best junior season ever, and that includes Sam Walsh from the previous year, Noah Anderson, and a handful of others. But then it just gets a bit thin after that. So that is why there is 67 taken this year. But no, I'm not overly concerned. These cycles happen. These occur and they rejuvenate and go again for the following year. One for you. Is Mitch Swepson next in line after Nathan Lyon?
Should be. Probably isn't. I get the feeling in the selector's mind it's Ashton Agar.
Do you
agree? He's taken 3 shear wickets for the year. I think it should be Mitch Swepson. They like that Agar can bat and field.
Yeah, okay.
I think it should be Swepson. But
well, Swepson can't field?
No, he can. But I get the sense that they really like Ashton Agar. And finally, what break are you surfing this afternoon?
I said I like a nice clean line, a left-hander, 5 foot, please.
Get us out of this, please, A-Rod. Get us out of this. Questions without notice. Andy Marr from the Australian Open to come. And Jared Waitley in his final show for 2019. Still to come.